This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. The Galesburg Community Chorus kicks off its season this weekend, and it's a very important season at that. We'll talk about the performance and the importance of the season with Tim Pale of the Community Chorus, who joins me on the line right now. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Very glad to have you, Tim. First of all, this is the start of a pretty big milestone for the Galesburg Community Chorus, is it not?
It is. That's right. We are in our 75th anniversary season.
Wow.
We were founded back in 1945 and have been going strong continuously ever since then. And so this is a big, big milestone for us that we are still, we're still as strong and doing great music as we have been for a long time now.
How did the community chorus start, do you know?
Yeah, so it was originally some area church choirs, singers and church choirs who wanted to be able to do larger works, especially things for chorus and orchestra like Handel's Messiah, and they weren't able to do that in their own with their own smaller groups, and so they formed a group with to make a larger choir, and they started performing Handel's Messiah, in fact, every year for the first few years of its existence. And they also needed to put an orchestra together for those early performances, and so they did that, and that actually became the Knox Galesburg Symphony.
Oh, wow, okay. But it sounds to me like even though kind of the makeup of the chorus has changed, not necessarily being a conglomeration of church choirs, if you will, membership is still strong, and a lot of those same principles kind of have stayed the same, haven't they?
That's right. The makeup has certainly changed. We're a non-auditioned chorus. We have a wide age range of people participating from sometimes high school, college age, all the way up through retirees.
Wow.
We have people directly from the Galesburg community and quite a few who come from, you know, who commute an hour or more every week. We have people coming from Peoria,
no kidding,
home, from Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, a lot of surrounding communities that I think in some cases don't have their own community groups or they just really like what we do. And so there are people who have been for decades now. Every Monday night for decades, they have been coming to rehearse with the Galesburg Community Chorus. And I'm always so impressed by their dedication that they keep doing that. They keep wanting to sing and make the drive through sometimes bad weather in the winters, and they stick with it.
You mentioned you don't audition, but do you ever have people that come in that want to be a part of the chorus but maybe are a little nervous or a little trepidatious about joining such a group?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things is that can be hard for someone who doesn't have a lot of experience, because we have some very, very good singers and people with extensive music backgrounds in the group, and we have some other people who are less, you know, who don't have a lot of experience, or maybe it's been a long time since they've sung in a choir. And we do pretty difficult music. It can be difficult vocally. It can be sort of virtuosic vocally at times. It can be, it can just be difficult to learn the notes. You know, there's a great deal of complexity, especially when we're doing great works for chorus and orchestra. And so sometimes people who come, if they like the challenge, if they like the idea of singing hard music and working really hard on it, then they stay and they love it. And the people who, for whom they think, oh, I wanted to just sing something sort of, you know, only fun, or, you know, didn't want to work as hard, then they don't stay. So it's kind of a self-selecting process as well.
Gotcha. All right. You mentioned Handel's Messiah as being one of the first things that was really performed by the chorus 75 years ago, and that's one of the focuses of the performance this weekend, correct?
That's right. So we wanted to do, we thought about whether to do all of Handel's Messiah for this concert in honor of the 75th anniversary to honor our roots, but we decided to do some of that. We're doing three movements of Handel's Messiah, including, of course, the wonderful and well-known Hallelujah Chorus. But we wanted to also do some other music as well. Mm-hmm. So Handel's Messiah is part of what we're doing. It's also a Christmas concert, so we're doing some carols for orchestra and choir, and two of them have vocal soloists as well. And we're doing Bach's Magnificat. So this is one of the great choral orchestral works from the Baroque period, which is exciting for chorus, orchestra, and also there are five different vocal soloists for that. That seemed just beautiful and interesting, sometimes dramatic and virtuosic music. And so for that, we have, I've borrowed five of the singers from Nova Singers to sing the solo movements, but also to sing with us in the chorus as well. So it's exciting to have that. They're beautiful voices adding to what we're doing.
I neglected to ask earlier, Tim, how big is the chorus at this point?
We have about 50.
Great. Wow. That's going to provide, especially in a venue as the First Presbyterian Church, that's going to provide for a nice, rich, beautiful sound.
Yes. And we've been rehearsing throughout the fall. We hire an orchestra. And they join us just for the last couple of rehearsals. So we had our first rehearsal on Monday night with the orchestra there. And they are really, really good. Some wonderful, wonderful players. And so that is going to add so much. And yes, that adds so much excitement and fullness to the sound. And it makes the singer sing, gives the singer so much energy. So I think it's going to be thrilling for the audience to hear all of that put together.
All right. The performance is Sunday afternoon at 3 at First Presbyterian Church. Tickets are available, I imagine?
Yes, we're just selling tickets at the door. So tickets, people can come in. There's plenty of seating there, so I don't think it'll be an issue of being sold out. So people can buy tickets at the door. Doors will open around 2:30 for the 3 p.m. concert. They're $15 for adults and $12 for seniors, and all students are free.
And all the proceeds continue to keep the chorus alive and kicking, right?
That's right, yes.
All right, very good. Anything else we should know about this weekend or about your 75th anniversary here, Tim? Not your 75th anniversary, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I have been directing the group for a while. I started in 2001, but yeah, it hasn't been 75 years yet. Yes, people should come to the concert for sure. We have other concerts. We have a guest group every year, and this year it's on January 25th. It's a group called Common Pulse. Really, really good choir, a newer professional vocal ensemble from Chicago.
Wonderful.
Actually directed by Lydia Lane Stout, who's the daughter of Laura Lane and Rich Stout.
Yeah.
And featuring, there are a bunch of really good Knox alums, good singers who are Knox alums in the Chicago area. So that we'll have a bunch of Knox alums coming back to sing in that concert, January 25th. And then we also have our spring concert, which is going to be some newer choral works on April 25th by Ola Gielo and Dan Forrest, which will also be exciting and beautiful music.
Absolutely. You have an exciting 75th anniversary year coming up for sure, and we'll keep folks posted on that. And the performance this weekend are all available on our community events page at WGIL.com. Tim Pale, director of the Galesburg Community Chorus, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck this weekend. Have a great holiday season, and thanks for all you and the chorus do for the community.
Thank you very much.
Kim Commando and sports are next on Galesburg's Evening News.